Today from the Ohio Newsroom, can Ohio become a mountain biking destination? Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. With millions of riders in the United States, mountain biking's a growing sport, and Southeast Ohio wants to capitalize on that growth. A coalition of local governments has been building one of the longest mountain biking trail systems on this side of the Mississippi. But as it nears completion, funding for the system has come into question. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports.
Rob Call loves biking. He builds specialized bikes for his job, and when he's not working,
I'm down here typically every weekend.
Mountain biking at the Bailey's Trail in Athens County. Call says he makes the trip here from Lancaster so often because the trail is pretty sweet.
So typically if you want to get this style of riding or get this many miles, you go to North Carolina.
Okay.
Or Virginia, but this is in our backyard, so it's like just super, super nice.
He's such a fan that he's here weeks before opening day to help clean it up, joining dozens of other bike-loving volunteers to clear downed branches, pull weeds, and trim back trees. The group is working on a short segment of the trail, but it extends a lot further through 58 miles of Wayne National Forest. The Outdoor Recreation Council of Appalachia, or ORCA, started building it in 2020, and it has plans to build another 30 miles. ORCA is made up of 6 local governments. Executive Director Jesse Powers says 4 of them offer in-kind services, while the largest 2, the City of Athens and the County of Athens, pay $90,000 in annual membership dues.
That's our core and backbone in how we operate. It also has been the indicator for, you know, the level of support that we have here locally.
But earlier this year, the county declined to renew its membership. Its commissioners had to cut more than $300,000 of expenditures, and the mountain bike trail didn't make the cut. Lenny Eliason is a county commissioner.
When you look at the things that are not mandated priorities, that's what gets cut first when you have to make decisions like that.
But Powers says in the long term, the Bailey's Trail system will be worth the investment, bringing funds into the historically underinvested area.
The strategy is to create this top-tier destination that will attract visitation, but also attract public investment in infrastructure.
And the numbers have borne that out so far. An Ohio University analysis found it generated $3.6 million for the Athens County economy in its first year. In 10 years, that number is expected to grow to $53 million. The project has generated revenue for a park and sidewalks in the trailside community of Chancy. Short-term rentals are pumping up nearby, and frequent visitors like Rob Call are a boon to local business.
Yeah, we always try to stop and spend our money here in town.
He knows people who have bought land nearby purely because of the new trail system.
We've succeeded.
But now that Athens County has pulled its commitment to ORCA, the City of Athens faces logistical hurdles to funding the trail, and other ORCA members are concerned. Chancy Mayor Amy Renner says the trail has given her small town a chance at revitalization. So she's disappointed in the county's decision to bow out.
You know, we're trying to build a world-class trail system, and I think that people have to realize it takes a lot of work to do that.
Powers is confident they will figure the budget out. ORCA's already secured grant funding for projects this year, and it's trying to earn money in other ways, too. It operates a nonprofit to rent out mountain bikes, and it hosts an annual mountain bike race to fundraise. But these endeavors aren't very profitable yet.
So if the county does not pay ORCA, I think this is a pivot point for us. And we can figure out how we continue to operate to get the work done, because it really is impactful.
The Bailey's Trail system opens to mountain bikers for the season today. Powers hopes it'll stay open long into the future. In Athens County, I'm Aaron Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.